I would like to mention something I mention every year. That is that the culmination of Yom Yeroim is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is a time when we're sameach of the Torah. And the simcha of Torah in a place where you learn Torah all year is ain't a daimah to learn simcha in a shul somewhere else where you don't have to get with B'nai Torah. It's a part of a person's chinuch, a part of a person's growth, is to be in yeshiva for Simchas Torah. And that's why I think a very sacrifice to the needs of my family, I always make sure to come from Eretz Yisrael for Simchas Torah to Eretz Yisrael. This year I couldn't make it, but I always come. And I think every bachur also should make an effort to be here for Simchas Torah. Mi Shmini Atzeres is Simchas Torah. Better Shana Rav at night, where you stay up all night and learn. A person should be in the yeshiva Simchas Torah. That's the place where you sense, where you can be really sameach, together with B'nai Torah, and the place that you're learning Torah, it's part of your aliyah. I think it'll be nikur all year if you were here Simchas Torah or not. We'll have a reishim all year long if you're here for Torah. Now I'd like to talk about Slichas. We're beginning Slichas Matzoi Shabbos. The reason we begin Matzoi Shabbos is we need 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. There's a drasha that says Rosh Hashanah, the korban has a different lashon than every other korban of all the korbanos in Parshas Pinchas. Rosh Hashanah it says Vikravtem. It doesn't say Vikravtem oilo, like it says it everywhere else. Vikravtem, and the Medrash says Vikravtem, you're makriv yourself. You're not makriv an oilo on Rosh Hashanah. You have to be makriv yourself. In addition to the korbanos, you have to be makriv yourself. You have to bring your, you have to present a self which is ready to be a korban. That's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Now, that means, since Rosh Hashanah is a time of Briyasa Odom, Yom Haras Olam, it's a time of Briyasa Odom. So it's a time when an Odom has to be that for which he was created, what he's created to be. That means to be a Kohen, be a Eved Hashem, to give up everything of Eved Hashem. The Vilna Gaon says the meaning of La'avad is Hashem Elokeichem, it says in the Pasuk, Mo'atem Shoyo Mimov Kim Le'iro, Lechot Bitrochov, Le'avo, and it says La'avad is Hashem Elokeichem. What is there in La'avad is Hashem Elokeichem that isn't already mentioned before? Le'iro, Lechot Bitrochov, Le'avo, what is particular about Le'avo in the Nefesh? Is Lasis Mitzvah Hashem Elokeichem? What is La'avad is Hashem Elokeichem? Vilna Gaon says that means that you do everything the Shem Shomayim. You're eating, you're drinking. Every aspect of your life is the Shem Shomayim. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says, Omarti, Zoyzko Masech, Dom Sol L'Somo. Rabbi Shalom says to Am Yisrael, your koima, your stature is like a tomor. It's like a palm tree. What's special about a palm tree? The Klal Yisrael should be compared to a palm tree. So the Chazal say that a toma has no psoilus, not like other trees. It has no psoilus. Used as a fruit that you use, and the branches are used for palm fronds. You can make baskets out of it. And on the bark, there's this kova, what's called, that you can use for eating, even mishasat chak, and you could use it also to make things with it. Every part, and the bark, of course, can be used for firewood. Everything is used. Everything is usable on a toma. There's nothing which is not used. There's no psoilus, like in other trees. Part of the leaves can't be used, and the bark can only be used for firewood, but nothing grows on the bark to help you. Everything, there's a lot of psoilus there. even if it's a fruit-bearing tree, it's a lot of psilis, but a tomah has no psilis. Zoyska maser domso v'soma, the going means, that means your koima, your stature, your greatness, is that you're like a soma, you're like a tomah tree, a palm tree. No psilis, meaning there's no part of us which is psilis. There's no part of us which is not avodas Hashem. There's no such thing as, for a tzaddik, there's no such thing as dvar rishus. There's nothing which is rishus. Everything is useful. They say that Yisrael Salanter made a deal with his wife when they got married, that she would take care of all the Gashmi's decisions and he would take care of the Ruchni's decisions. And they were old. His wife said there was not one decision that wasn't a Ger Ruchni's. Everything he made, because even the Gashmi is a Ger Ruchni's. What to eat for lunch is also a Ruchni's decision. Is it healthy? I'm eating in order to stay healthy. I don't eat things that shouldn't tie it. What makes me healthy? How much should I eat? I shouldn't overeat. Everything's a Avodas Hashem. And a person's way he makes a living, he's earning a living in order to support himself, to send his shul to cheder, to be able to have time to learn himself, support his family. It's all a mitzvah. There's no such thing as a dvar reshus. That's how a person should be thinking. And Shabbos is not a time for eating and drinking. Shabbos is a time for emunah. You eat and drink to reinforce the emunah by eating a suda. On Shabbos, you reinforce the emunah into yourself. Everything is the Shem Shemayim. That's called the Ovdacho. Lo'avod is Hashem Elokecho. And the Ovdacho is saying Kriya Shema. Lo'avdacho b'chol lo'avchem b'chol nafshechem. Lo'avdacho means to be a servant, an eved, a mashikono eved kono rabbi. An eved doesn't own anything of his own. It's all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how we should be. That's the vikraftem. That we have to be an oivid Hashem to bring ourselves as a korban. Every part of us has to be the Shem Shomayim. So this is something we have to work on. If we're doing that in Slichas, the 4 days, we're preparing ourselves for a korban. A korban needs to be checked for 4 days for mumin. That's what we're doing in the Slichas. We're checking ourselves for mumin. We're doing tshuva. We're being mispalled for tshuva. And if that's what we're doing, then certainly the rest of the day, not just doing Slichas in the morning, but the rest of the day, we should be working on preparing ourselves as a korban, which means doing things in Shem Shomayim. Our lives, we should try these few days, for Rosh Hashanah, we should be thinking constantly to do everything in our lives L'Shem Shemayim. We want to play ball. It's also L'Shem Shemayim. You need to rest. You need exercise. Everything is L'Shem Shemayim. A person has to work on it. And the key of everything is, the key to work on it is learning Musa. Silas Yishorim. Especially these days, the Musa Seder should be packed. It should be packed like a Rosh Hashanah. I see so many empty spaces during the Musa Seder. The Musa Seder, for some of your information, it takes place between after Mincha and 3:15. So, there's a Musa Seder. A Musa Seder should be, preferably, in my opinion, should be learned by oneself. What is Musa? You have to think, Machi Vosa Belom. You can learn the first sentence of Mesilas Yishorim. Just think about it and try to apply it. Apply it to your lives. That's what a Musa Seder is. It's not a limud like another limud. You're not learning Mishnayis or Halachas. Chavrusa is good if you don't know the meanings of the words, you want to work it out. But ideally, Musa should be learned by oneself and with a nigun and thinking about it and how to apply it to one's life. Not just it's not a limud. It's living. It's feeling. So now at least we have these days of before Rosh Hashanah, And during Aseres HaMetshuva, these days should be days, at least these days, we should learn, everyone should be learning Musa, and by himself, and with a nigun, and trying to inspire himself to live, to be a Ovlo, to be Mekayim Lavad as Hashem Elokecho, to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Slichas have their own structure. Levush says that slichas have the form of davening. Davening has Psuke de Zimra, and it has Kriya Shema, and Shemin Esre, has Tachanun. We also have in Kriya Shema and in Slichas, we have the Psuke de Zimra, we say Psuke before, and then we say a Slicha, and then we say Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is like the Tefillah. I don't know exactly if the Slichas is compared to Kriya Shema, I'm not sure about that, but at least the Psuk of Zimra and Tefillah. And then afterwards, Vidui. Yikra Din, you're supposed to say Vidui after every davening. Shachris and Mincha, but they were Mavatlit because people weren't saying Vidui B'chavona. The Sfaradim still say it, and probably Shloi B'chavona. So then afterwards comes. And then Tachanunim. And we say Tachanunim, we say all the different tefillahs that we say at the end of davening. Anenu, that's the Tachanun that we say at the end. That's why the days we don't say Tachanun, we don't say that also. So, Slichas was made as a structure of davening. When you say Yud Gimel Midas, say slichas all year round, we say it after davening. There, it's just a way to have our tefillahs niskabel. It's like an added tachanun that we say. We say slichas, added tachanun that our tefillahs should be niskabel. But the Yud Gimel Midas that we say, the slichas that we say during for Rosh Hashanah and during Aseres HaMetshuva, they are a tefillah in itself. They're an independent tefillah. It was made by Kadmonim, maybe by the Gaonim. It was instituted that we should have a special tefillah. Why a special tefillah? Because we have to mispalel for tshuva. We have to mispalel for slicha. It's a special, it has nothing to do with the ordinary tefillah that we make. The nusach ha-tefillah, because they instituted a special seder ha-tefillah, a special order of tefillah that we should do tshuva. We should ask the Rabbi Shalom, help us do tshuva. Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva. We ask for tshuva. We don't even know how to do tshuva. A Jewish tefillah is predicated on the yisod that we don't have any zchuyos. Right? We're old tefillah. We come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, we have nothing. We have nothing to offer you. We say we're nothing. We don't presume to fulfill our tafkid in life. We try, but we don't presume that we've been successful. Tefillah is always starts with the anocha that we are full of averes, and we need a Rishon Slicha, and we can't even do tshuva. We mispalel for Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. We don't even know how to do tshuva. How do we do tshuva? We don't know. We ask the Rishon to open up our hearts. We rely on the Chazal. Chazal says if we open our hearts like the hole of a needle, the Bereshit will open it wide, like a 20 amos wide door of the Ulam. So we don't know even how to do tshuva. We don't have to know. We just have to want to do tshuva. And we want to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will awaken us. Yes, this is how you do tshuva. This is a fault that you can fix up. But if you don't even ask for it, we'll remain without tshuva b'chlal. And then all of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur goes by, floats by like any other day, and these precious minutes are just gone. They'll never return until next year, if we make it. So this is, it's so precious to use the days of tefillah, the days of Musar, from now to Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur, to be able to build ourselves up, to be mispalo, the Rabbeinu Shem shall help us do tshuva. He said we should be a korban. We should be that korban. We should be the avdei Hashem, that nothing is wasted, no psilis in our lives. Only kula, mashe kona eve, kona habay. That's what we have to be mispalo for. That's what life is all about. And the mele is bainanus when we think of what we're supposed to be living for. Everything falls into place. How we what we're going to do during our lifetimes, our ambitions, what we're looking for, who do we want to marry, what panosa do we want to take. It's all one thing. What does the Rabbeinu Shalom want from us? That's all. That's one thing. We're Avdei Hashem. We're a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A korban doesn't ask, doesn't make choices. A korban is totally on the Mizbeach to do Ratzon Hashem, even to get burnt up for Ratzon Hashem. Zeis kol maaseich domso l'somo. We are doime to a tomar tree. We say in the Slichas, at the end of the Psukim, the Zimra of Slichas, the first 50 Psukim that we say, of Tehillim, Psukim of Tehillim, at the end of it we say, and the Chazan says out loud, Anashom Aloch, Vaguf Po Aloch, Chuso Alam Aloch. Neshom is yours, and you made our bodies. We're a combination of a Neshom and a body. You made our Neshom, and you made our goof. Chusu ala maloch. Have pity on your hard work. You went through hard work to keep us alive. Kaviyochol. Keep us alive. We're asking for tefillah that we should have life. Then right after this, you see another pasuk. This is not Tehillim. This is just a nusach of the Slichas. And Hashem maloch baguf shaloch. Here we don't say Anishom Aloch Vaguf Po Aloch. The goof is made by you. We say Anishom Aloch Vaguf Shaloch. The goof is yours. Everything is yours. Hashem Asei Leman Shmecho. Because everything is yours. We have reached the Madrege where we say everything is yours. Not just you made us, but we belong to you. Our bodies belong to you. Then Asei Leman Shmecha, then Hashem has Rachmonus on us. And for His name, even if we have no Zchuyos, He saves us. That's what Leman Shmecha always means. That we have no Zchuyos, but Hashem, for His name, for Kvod Shomayim, He will save us. So if we can reach a Madrege, that we can say, Aneshom Aloch, Vaguf Shaloch, that's all Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's the Ikravtem. That's the highest madrega that we can reach. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah says that tefillah, there's a tefillah in one of the 20 ikrim of tshuva. The 17th is the ikr of tshuva. There's an ikr of tshuva called tefillah, like there's charote and aziv esachet and vidui. There's an ikr of tshuva called tefillah. The 15th. So why do we daven? And that's what we're doing slichas. We're making this ikr of tshuva of tefillah. Special. The Ben Yena puts it as one of the ikrim of tshuva. It's not a regular tefillah that we pray for our needs. It's a special tefillah. What is this special tefillah of about tshuva? First of all, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechaper us, should forgive us. Because we need tefillah that Hashem should forgive us. Even after we do tshuva, Hashem has to take away our chet. Secondly, we have to be mispalo, that whatever our avedas were given to cause our kedusha to be diminished, from the mitzvahs that we did, Avera is not just an Avera themselves, it also causes us to lose our madrege, to lose our light. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore that Kedusha that we had before. Hashivu l'sisun yishechot, probably that's what we mean also when we say in our davening, Hashivinu Hashem Alechem Nashuv Chadish Yemeinu Kekedem, return us to what we were before. That's the second thing. And the third thing is, Hashem should help us to tshuva. We get very frustrated during Aseres Mitzvah and before Rosh Hashanah. I don't feel it's Rosh Hashanah. I don't feel. I know it's very momentous times. I don't feel anything. I don't feel Yisoyevus. And people ask, how do I get this Yisoyevus? This, the Rabbeinu Yehuda says, that's one of the reasons we're mispalel. Hashem should be ma'ariv us to tefillah, to tshuva. Moshe Ne'emar, Hashiveinu v'yashuva ki ato Hashem Elokai. Hashiveinu, return us v'yashuva. Return us. Be ma'ariv us to tshuva. If we're mispalel, we'll have this in Seiros. That's one of the young tefillah. And that's what Slichus is for. For these three things, Kapore, to restore the original Kedusha, and then finally, Hashem should be ma'ir us to tshuva. I think these are the psukim in Shema Kaleinu. We say, Hashivein Hashem Alechem Hashuva, for tshuva. And then we say, next pasuk, we say, that if we did Altis Kolonu, that's the second one. Altis Kolonu, we mispalel that Kadosh Baruch Hu should zikne, something about. The other, I don't have a city here. Does it have slichas in it? Yeah. Open right to it. Yeah. Al tashlichenu mufonecho. So don't throw us away from you and give us ruach kotchucho, right? And that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechaper our averus, al tashlecheinu v'necho. And then the next pasuk is al tashlecheinu le'eis zikno, ki chlois kecheinu al tazveinu. Le'eis zikno means when we're old, when we lost our koiches, because of the averus made us old. Rashi says in Leizikna means when the our kedusha went down, like an old person loses his koyach. We lost our koyach. It got clouded by averus. The averus clouded our kedusha. Al tashlichenu Leizikna, ki chlois kecheinu al tazveinu. When we have no koyach, don't leave us go. These three psukim, Hefet Shema Kaleinu is the introduction. These three psukim are really, if you're misbeinin, the three things that Rabbeinu Yehuda says are the tachlis of tefillah. First of all, you should help us in tefillah. You should be mechaper us, and you should awaken whatever kedusha got dimmed, got extinguished by the averus. You should return to it. It's a tefillah. Slichus is a tefillah for the most important thing we have. That's tshuva. There's nothing greater than tshuva. Nothing makes a person greater than tshuva. We have opportunity. Hashem says, "Ani v'doydi v'doydi li," and Aseres made tshuva. There's a time when there's an isurus for this, and now you make slichas. We reach another stage. El is one stage. You make slichas another stage. Rosh Hashanah is the third stage. Aseres made tshuva. Yom Kippur, and then Sukkis, and finally Simchas Torah. We should be zeicha, all of us, to use these times carefully. If we don't have Yisroelus, we should daven for it. And we should learn Musar. At least learn Musar. Think about the Musar. Learn Mesilas Yishorim. Learn a Maim Chazal. Learn Pirkei Avos. Learn something that's Ma'ir you. Mesilas Yishorim is the best sefer. The first parak of Mesilas Yishorim is the best sefer. That Pashim reminds you of Machivosa by Lomar. Learn these things during these days. Don't waste that time after Minchat. And preferably, as I said, learn it yourself and be mizbeinin and think about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us that we should grow, all of us, use this immense opportunity, the gift that we have every year of Yom Yinoroim. We build ourselves up, we get rid of our aveiros, we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our davening is different, our learning is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift. After the Gemara says, what's a shaita? A fool. Definition of a fool is someone throws away something that is given to him as a gift. Let's not be fools. Let's not throw away the gift that we're given, the gift of Yom Neroim. Let's use it to the utmost. Each one in accordance with his ability, with his capacity. Everyone with his madrege. Some can reach higher madreges, but everything you can reach is worthwhile doing Aseres Metshuva. And it starts with thinking and davening. These are the two things. Thinking and davening. Something we don't do too well during the year, rest of the year. Very rarely do we think, and our davening is usually not with kavanah. So at least these two things, thinking and davening, let's do Aseres Metshuva. And the days before Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Yata Rishmaya. We will grow and know how to do tshuva and know how to become better and how to make permanent changes in our lives. And Bez Hashem, we will all be zeichet to aksiv achsim ha-tevah.